I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. Wildfires in California, floods in Texas and Florida, drought, sudden bursts of high and low temperatures. You get the idea. We're officially living in the world of weather extremes. Even in Vermont, an intense, unusual windstorm this fall destroyed our greenhouse and uprooted 50-year-old trees. How does a gardener prepare for all this extreme weather? Unfortunately, extreme weather gardening is our new norm. We can play Pollyanna and say we won't get another windstorm, snowstorm, ice storm, heat wave, etc. like that again, but chances are we will. So here are some extreme weather gardening tips. First of all, know your plants. Some of the best plants will be those that are native to extreme weather areas. These will include not only regional natives, but plants from places like Siberia, South Africa, and prairies in our Midwest and Eurasia. Also, design gardens so plants support each other and grow in community. A strong community of plants, like people, is more resistant to sudden changes. Create microclimates and protected areas. Build windbreaks of trees, walls, fences, and other structures to create microclimates that help protect against weather events. But even microclimates won't always help. Also use raised beds and containers whenever possible to guard against flooding. Have strong support systems in place for tall plants such as delphiniums, tomatoes, and sunflowers for high wind events. Have cold and heat protection such as row covers and shade cloth ready for sudden temperature swings. Even consider erecting a grow tunnel or small hoop house. Mulch and add organic matter annually to create a healthy soil that's able to drain and hold water depending on the drought or flood that's occurring. And now for this week's tip. Collect hay, straw, and chopped leaves now to use in your food scrap composting pile this winter. With every bucket of food scraps, add a handful of these high carbon materials to balance the pile. Next week in the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about shade-tolerant houseplants. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.